Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
And welcome into ABQ Connect from the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford. We appreciate Power Ford sponsoring the program, and hope everybody had a great weekend. I was especially blessed. My oldest daughter got married. We have Dr. Downs in the studio with us today. Dr. Downs, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
You had a little opportunity to go up in the mountains yourself this past weekend.
Yes, we were up there visiting friends of ours, and she's getting ready to have some hip surgery. And so we thought we'd go up because we won't be able to see her until afterwards.
Ah.
And so we wanted to do our obnoxious thing.
And go up there and eat some good food beforehand, right?
Yes.
That's a good thing. And we, you know, Dr. Downs is the founder, of course, of R. Downs Nutrition Center in Albuquerque and has been open quite a long time. How many years now?
Oh, started practice in 1970.
1970. Outstanding. Well, and anybody that needs to go by there, your son-in-law, Michael Lichtenberger, is running the show, and he is very knowledgeable about
degree
all
in health
the supplements.
Science.
Yes.
He knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing. And we have been talking in your last couple of visits about vitamins.
Yeah.
So I want to real quickly go through, there are 13 vitamins. So let's first talk just real quickly. What's the use of vitamin A in the body?
Well, each particular vitamin has a particular characteristic.
Right.
And vitamin A is looked at from an immune system standpoint primarily. It's also looked at from a visual eye standpoint. If you look at the history of eye diseases in primitive cultures, and I think the last quote was that under the age of school year kids, about 250,000 at least documented, statistically documented, as having the beginning of blindness induced by a vitamin A deficiency. And at the time, we talked about the difference between a white African yam, which has no carotenoids, mm-hmm. versus a sparkling, nice jade, almost just a beautiful, beautiful orange-red-colored sweet potato.
Sweet potato.
That does fix the problem in
and
those people.
And carrots are very good for your
and
eyes.
Carrots,
they
yes.
provide that.
So they have all that. But the history of all this stuff goes back hundreds of thousands of years. Goes back to Hippocrates, first recorded history of all these things. All deficiency diseases were identified way back when, even though they didn't know exactly what it was. Whether it be like in scurvy and vitamin C, which is hemorrhagic problems, immune system, gums bleed, and you die.
Mm-hmm.
And sores break out on all over your body. And I recently read comments about the Crusaders. And many of them ended up dying from a vitamin C deficiency. Of course, they didn't have the slightest idea back then at that time what was causing their problem. And to even eat, sometimes they had to go and pull teeth and carve their gums out with a knife. That was painful back then.
All right. Well, we gotta go quickly through these. So the B vitamins, and you have basically eight of those, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, pantothenic acid, biotin, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, and folate.
Well, all the B vitamins are essentially in the same package of thought. Like the best vitamin B complex, of course, is either yeast, nutritional yeast. It could be a brewer's yeast, which is a byproduct of the brewing industry. Or it can be rice bran polishings, which was used after World War II to prevent lots of those symptoms. Now, each one, even though it's synergistically related one to the other, is also independent as far as the research is concerned. Like you have thiamine, you have beriberi, you have pellagra, you have all these different diseases that have been researched and then labeled as such. But they're all involved in the energy systems, in the immune systems, in every system there's a B vitamin involved somewhere.
Doctor, is it true that as we eat, if we try to eat healthy, that we are pretty much going to be getting all of these vitamin groups if we're eating a balanced
diet? Well, we have
diet.
To define what balanced is, and balanced is an arguable point. Depends on the culture, part of the world you come from, who is teaching the subject, whether you use the old list system where they divide it into categories so you get balance, or the pyramid system, or whatever system is currently being invented.
Well, I guess my real intent of my question is to say, should people generally be taking vitamin supplements?
Usually.
Yes. And there's
As you get older, yes, it is more important.
And there's medication-induced deficiencies, correct, for each one of these vitamins?
Yeah, the first book I read on that was in 1978, the book written by Daphne Rowe, M.D., on drug-induced nutritional deficiencies. And this is true today. It's true all the time. There's always an active interference, either with the nutrient with something or with the drug with something. In other words, those interrelationships, they fight with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so the object of nutritional principles is basically to utilize them to compensate for risk. If you have to take a medication, if you know what the side effects are, then you try your best to compensate for the side effects.
Okay.
The first nutrient I ever took as a child that I vividly remember was between the ages of zero, when I was first born, and then the period of remembrance of my grandmother Downs giving me cod liver oil.
That every just sounds day. Delicious.
Every day we got cod liver oil. And I remember that vividly as the only thing I ever did. You know, from zero to five, somewhere in there you only have certain memories.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of them.
There you go.
And I remember I didn't like it, but I knew I had to take it. And so it was used. Then it fell into disuse for a long period of time. They went into anti-vitamin A tirades and anti-vitamin D tirades for a number of years, afraid it was going to kill people. Now they're going back to it, of course. And because vitamin A, even a synthetic vitamin A, is very useful, for example, to treat skin cancer.
Mm.
So there's all these uses and all these disuses of all these products. And so you have to pretty well identify what your needs are.
But generally you ask people really to get a blood test to see if they're deficient in any.
You try that, yes. But if they're taking various medications and they've got diseases and a long list of symptoms, it doesn't take a lot of skill to really identify what you need to do.
Well, talk about vitamin C now. All of us know about vitamin C in the sense that we get it from juice products, orange juice and oranges and different types of fruit. And it's very good for your immune system. Is that correct?
Well, of course it is. But vitamin C has been around forever in people's thoughts. But there is an arguable point going all the way back to England and even Magellan explorers that the death rate on ships back then was astronomical because they had no vitamin C in their diet of any significance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, later on, some places, like in Norway and the Germans, and a few others that were really used to cabbage, they used to put barrels of cabbage on their ships to feed the troops. And they didn't have a vitamin C problem.
Mm.
That was what it was. The limes and all the other stuff, actually they were told what to do by other people, other cultures, as to what they did for similar symptoms. And limes are just thrown in.
Let me ask you now about vitamin D, because we only got about 30 seconds left in this segment. And I did want to tell you before I ask you the question, I have a friend and a listener who told me that she did not realize how low she was on vitamin D until she heard you talking about that in our last program. And she is going to start doing some things to try to increase her vitamin D. I think she told me was under 10.
Yeah. Well, if the normal range is 30 or 40, depends on what research you use.
Mm-hmm.
The Vitamin D Council says 40 to 100.
Mm-hmm.
Regular laboratories is 30 to 100.
And what is vitamin D's purpose in the body?
Bones, immune system, everything that you can think of. Now, I can pull enough research on there on every conceivable subject to make it perfect for everything.
Yeah. We're going to come back
after
these messages. Stay with us here on KNKT and ABQ Connect. We'll be back with more from Dr. R. Downs right after this.
The right window for your home, installed by America's experts with DreamStyle Windows and Doors featuring Pella. We know that every home is unique, so we offer a wide range of exceptional quality Pella windows and doors with different price options and features. We're here to find the right window for your home. At DreamStyle Windows and Doors, our job is to make your window and door replacement easy. That's why we handle the entire process, from the initial consultation through our professional installation. Then we back it with DreamStyle's lifetime warranty. In the month of August only, save $270 on each window, $770 on each patio door, with 12 months no money down, no payments, and no interest, or payments as low as $99 per month. Hurry, this offer is valid this month only. DreamStyle Windows and Doors featuring Pella. Call 373-0201 or visit DreamStyleWindows.com to schedule your free consultation. That's 373-0201.
Hi, I'm Ben Lucero, president and owner of Indigo Mortgage, and proud to be your most trusted, locally owned and operated mortgage company. For years, you've heard me encourage you to shop your mortgage around. Well, the CFPB, which is the governing body for all financial institutions, completed a nationwide survey and concluded that 70% of borrowers did not shop their mortgage. And because of this, they overpaid in fees to the tune of $30 billion. The worst part is, the survey only looked at fees and not what a higher rate would cost over the life of the mortgage. Never assume your lender is offering you the best deal, and remember that big banks and big internet lenders are the worst offenders, no matter if they mention how highly ranked they are. Don't overpay in fees and don't take a higher rate than what you deserve. Shop around and be sure to include your local trusted lender, Indigo Mortgage. Call 836-5700. That's 836-5700. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. NMLS 188-348.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome back into ABQ Connect. Dr. Robert Downs in studio with me this afternoon with the R. Downs Nutrition Center. Dr. Downs is since retired, but keeps his hand in it a little bit and is constantly researching, and he's very gracious to be here with us, talking with us about vitamins. So we've gone through vitamin A, B, all the B vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D. We just started to overview. I mentioned to you that my friend and a listener found out that she has a real low vitamin D, and that can cause a lot of problems, right?
Well, to your immune system, to your bone, to your dentition, to everything that you can think of. Based on the current research, it's going to be more closely associated, along with vitamin K, for example, with bone health. That's where most people think about it. But it's involved in research in everything you can imagine. They have tested seasonal affective disorder. This is why people get depressed during the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
They use grow lights, which tries to create light, which has antidepressive properties. Well, vitamin D is the one that is very deficient in many of these people with seasonal affective disorder. So making sure your vitamin D is very adequate, especially during the wintertime, is critically important.
And again, not a real expensive test or anything to find out whether you are deficient.
And people think that it's really complicated. Well, it's not. You do a blood test. The normal ranges are 30 to 100. You want to get a float right in the middle somewhere. Mm-hmm. It can be 60, it can be 70, it can be whatever. But it should be right in the middle. You don't want it too low. You don't want it too high. For example, if the low is 30 and you have a 38, you're on the borderline of being low.
Right.
So somebody will say, well, that's normal. Well, it's normal by the current rules, but those rules may change next week.
Dr. Downs, we have a number of people on the program, which I'll mention a couple of them. For example, we have Holly Slade. She's the founder of Feed New Mexico Kids.
Yeah.
And her whole ministry is designed to help children who are not able to obtain food on the weekends. So, for example, there's a free lunch program and other types of food programs through the Albuquerque Public Schools that provide kids a meal when they go to school. But a lot of kids are coming from, say, outside of Albuquerque, and they're bussed in for school, so they miss, like, the morning meal. And they get lunch and they get dinner. So what Holly's ministry does is they put together, Feed New Mexico Children puts together these packets of food, and they're packets that are very uniquely designed. They'll put together like tuna packets. They'll put together the puddings. They'll put together, you know, a snack like a chip and crackers and cheese, things that they try to have as much protein as they can. But these are meals that don't have to be prepared. They're just pop a lid and these kind of things. Well, then we start talking about vitamins and all of this. So we obviously want them to have the best food that they can, but we also want the general public that has access to food to be eating the right things. And we can talk about each one of these vitamins separately.
Sure.
But you really can't exist without them separately. You need them all in your body. Is that correct?
That's correct. The assumption is, going back historically, you had the German pharmaceutical model, and that was one pill, one thing, one ingredient, one disorder. And that's basically where we're at now. And so they always laughed at the concept of synergistic micronutrient elements.
Mm-hmm.
For example, vitamin C used to be classified as just synthetic ascorbic acid. And that was basically done that way because it's one pill, one condition. Mm-hmm. And they essentially laughed at all these other things. But now, of course, they know that each nutrient is equally important, even if we don't recognize that it even exists. So having a more natural approach to things is critically important because you may miss something. If it's just a synthetic thing without the synergies that go with it, you have problems. But now they know, for example, you have anthraxanthine, you have quercetin, you have rutin from the bioflavonoid from that, that all have a beneficial impact in their own various ways. So to suggest that there's one magic bullet, there isn't, at least in my field, there isn't. There is a synergistic relationship between all. Now, is there times when I'm going to use individual natural vitamins? Absolutely. Because I need to kickstart something, I need to make it go away, or it's reached a point where it's not going to repair itself easily without replacement every day.
You have a store, and people buy products there.
Sure.
And in some ways, from a business standpoint, you're in competition with other stores. But not all the products that other stores sell have the purity and the quality and some of the attention to detail that you've put into the products that you sell.
Well, when you have a business like that, when you want to recommend some brand like Thorne Laboratories, I use one of their quercetin-based products. If Thorne Lab quit making it, I could find it from another company.
Sure.
But the quercetin has to be of extremely good quality. Same with hesperidine, one of the bioflavonoids. You can buy a hesperidine powder that's 3% activity versus 40% activity. You can buy junk or you can buy good stuff.
Dr. Downs, is there a referral source that people can go to online to figure out whether a product is high quality or not?
Everybody says they have one that evaluates things. But most of it, I've read several of them. It doesn't make a bit of sense to me.
Gotcha.
In most cases.
But you offer in your store some of that counsel.
Yeah.
And I know Jennifer Bryant with Nourish Nutrition Counseling,
sure,
who also appears on our program, can counsel with people about that a little bit. So there,
sure,
are people that are going to
There's a bunch.
They're going to be honest, and they're going to tell you a little bit about, you know, what you need, how you can evaluate whether it's a high-quality product, et cetera.
Yeah, the quality is critically important, but just like on the kid thing, you can't expect to have a 8-course meal after school. You
right.
have to have convenient things. Mm-hmm. I was raised with convenience. In the early days, you only had your fed food, and that's really all I know.
Yeah.
And my expertise when I probably got out of high school was this, that when my grandma said, if you eat too many carrots, you'll throw up, and I did. And so my level of nutritional acumen was just really poor.
I've never done that with carrots, but I have with radishes. I used to love radishes.
Well, the white radishes are really nice. We used to grow white radishes in Indiana.
Yeah.
And those white radishes are good. And yellow banana peppers.
Like, I still like radishes, but I can't eat them. Like, I used to pull them out of the ground and rinse them off and start eating them. And I don't do that anymore.
Well, if you take the average tomato.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you the history of tomato unless you ask me. The tomato tastes terrible. It's hard to find a really good tomato, like a good beefsteak from the old days.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back and eat Lutheran food in Seymour, Indiana, when they have their Lutheran get-together, they have tomatoes there that you would probably want to, I hate to use the word to die for, because you don't want to do that, but they're absolutely delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Now, most of the tomatoes now, even the ones on the vine sort of tomatoes,
uh-huh,
they're still grown in a building.
Mm-hmm.
They look pretty, but they don't taste good.
Mm.
It's hard to find a really good tomato that really tastes good. Now, I get a couple, one from Trader Joe's, I get one at Costco, but the smaller packages at Smith's are these little bitty tomatoes, but they're about this big, about a good silver dollar size.
Right.
And they're fairly decent.
More of a Roma tomato type.
Yeah, well, some of the Romas are good, some of the Romas aren't good. But it's tiresome to really try to look at a red tennis ball that has been grown to withstand travel. It tastes terrible. It's not good. And especially when you're used to homegrown ones out of a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Or I call them the Lutheran tomatoes.
I'll tell you what, my dad can grow. He only has like 3 or 4 tomato plants. This guy can grow some tomatoes.
There's guys that really have a knack of growing certain things.
Right.
I tell you about the Slow Bill's tomatoes one of these days.
All right.
Slow Bill.
Dr. R. Downs in studio with me this afternoon. Our phone number is 505-338-5790. You may all know that Hinkle Family Fun Center, most of us know their location in Albuquerque up near Tramway and Indian School. They are celebrating their 25th anniversary, and they have provided us some Hinkle Family Fun passes. So we have four passes available for your family for one of their rides. For the first caller that calls us this afternoon, Dr. R. Downs in studio at 338-5790. Stay with us on ABQ Connect. We'll be back.
People at Monroe's have been asking me, is your grandpa still washing dishes? And I say no. I promoted him to the parking lot.
Hey, Bill, can I come in from the parking lot?
Not yet, Grandpa. We're still busy inside. Now I'd like to talk a little bit about the catering. We cater to weddings, graduations, and at-home parties.
Wait a minute. You're too young to be talking about weddings.
Not my wedding. Anyone's wedding. If you want a no-hassle party where we do the work, call into Monroe's today. We cater to you. Your place or ours.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with expositional teachings from Dr. Skip Heitzig, now available from Veritas International University, featuring online classes from The Bible from 30,000 Feet, the renowned book and teaching series by Dr. Skip Heitzig of Calvary Church, including Old Testament Survey, New Testament Survey, Genesis, and Revelation. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule and work toward a certificate or fully accredited undergraduate or graduate degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. Plus, when you complete the Bible from 30,000 Feet curriculum and connect with Calvary College, you'll receive a special certificate from Calvary Church. For a complete list of classes and to enroll, visit calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college.
Over $3 million of beautiful estate jewelry will be on sale for one day only, Tuesday, September 10th, at John Thomas Jewelers. You can view this incredible collection of rare and unusual estate jewelry, including pieces from Elizabeth Taylor, Shirley Temple, and even Elvis Presley. These items from the 1800s to the present have been beautifully restored to their original condition, with prices starting at only $500. This one-day event will be held at John Thomas Jewelers in the Lewis University Building at 2440 Louisiana Boulevard.
Take your knowledge of Scripture to a whole new level with online classes from Veritas International University, featuring curriculum from The Bible from 30,000 Feet, the renowned book and teaching series by Dr. Skip Heitzig of Calvary Church. Learn more about the Bible on your schedule and work toward a certificate or fully accredited degree that will impact your spiritual life for the rest of your life. For a complete list of classes and to enroll, visit calvaryabq.college. That's calvaryabq.college. On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Dr. R. Downs in studio with me this afternoon here on ABQ Connect. Thank you for joining us. We've talked, we're trying to kind of wrap up our discussion of vitamins, and I'm going to give you my takeaways. So we basically have 13 vitamins. Vitamin A, there's 8 B vitamins. There's vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin E, and now we're going to talk about vitamin K and its purpose in our body. Tell us about vitamin K.
Let's go back to 1920. In the northern part of the United States and in Canada, they were having cattle drop dead. They were hemorrhaging. That was 1920, remember. So between 1920 and 1940, we had lots of dead cows. They did identify that it was probably eating fermented red clover that had been musty. In other words, there was a enzymatic reaction that didn't work well, and it caused the accumulation of really bad blood-thinning things, which caused them to drop dead. You get a puncture in their skin, they could bleed to death, and they did.
Pretty hard to puncture a cow's skin. That's leather.
I know, but it can be done with barbed wire. I know it can be done. And because I was raised with that. But anyway, so this is 1920. So 1940 comes along, and we have a couple researchers that finally identify a chemical in this red clover fermented mixture called cumarin. And so that was the identifying chemical that was a blood thinner. Then we have to go further on where that was identified, figured out what it was, and then it was used as a rat poison. That was warfarin.
Wow.
That was rat poison.
Mm-hmm.
Then go a little bit further out, 1958 or so, that's when they just started to use it on humans with very little knowledge and to basically thin the blood down to prevent things. But then things would get out of hand. So they had to also figure out what in the world, this can get out of hand. One guy ate rat poison, tried to kill himself, and they brought him back with vitamin K.
So why would people need blood thinners? Are they?
If you have atrial fibrillation, you have a tendency toward clot or a mechanism in your body that's off.
Okay.
Then you need to do that. And so vitamin K has been used for a wide variety of things from a clinical standpoint. Is it important for arterial sclerosis? Yes. Does it reduce plaquing? Yes, if you have adequate vitamin K. Is it good for your bones? Yes. K1, K2, it's important to have that. There's two kinds of vitamin K we have to think about. One is vegetables. And this is, in the old days, more so than now, you had people put on Coumadin by a doctor. Then they were told to go off of all vitamin K foods. Well, then you've got kale, collard greens, spinach, and a list a mile long. And if anybody wants the copy of this, I would suggest you go in, type in your computer vitamin K foods by Veronica Columba. And they've got a great article on that. And it gives you hundreds and hundreds of different foods that has a lot of vitamin K in it. But that's from the vitamin K1 standpoint. That's, you have to have a food for that. But they take you off of that. But then if you look at the clinical applications of all these foods they take you off of, they're wonderful. Lutein is one of the main ingredients in kale, which is great for your eyeballs. So if you take away something, you end up with arterial sclerotic risk, even though it keeps you from dying.
Now, what's the primary reason you'd be taken off of foods that provide vitamin K?
Because it interferes with the drug.
I gotcha.
Vitamin K interferes with the drug. So if you take the drug for one purpose, you're wiping out all these other good things. I have a friend of mine in southern part, now Los Lunas area, and they put him on another type of anticoagulant, which you don't have to have testing very much. The doctor said, I'm just going to regulate my dosage based on whatever your current diet is at the time, because it's too much of a nightmare to tell you not to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he regulates it perfectly well just by adjusting the dosage. And the guy eats whatever he wants.
Mm.
But that's on another medication, not the warfarin type stuff. But then you have your other thing, which is meat products and all your dairy, high-fat dairy products. This contains a material that, by bacterial action in the gut, converts perfectly to vitamin K2.
Mm.
And that you have two sources of it. The body can do its good job manufacturing, but you have to have the fuel.
Mm.
And it's processed through and stored as in fat in the liver and, of course, in some of the kidneys. But it's stored in fat.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to always take in consideration what you're losing when you take away a whole food group that may include 40, 50, 60, 70 foods. I mean, it can go up to 4,000 different foods that have vitamin K in it. Well, they only use the top 10 or 15 or 20.
Sure.
Just take away the green stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that gets a little complicated. Or if they say you can only have a quarter cup of this and a half a cup, it drives people crazy and they don't do it.
Right.
So many of the doctors, they adjust the dosage based on the protimes, not taking into consideration what all you're avoiding or all you're eating, because otherwise it's too difficult.
Mm.
And you got plenty of other blood thinners in the world. Fish oil is one of the good blood thinners. COQ10 has a little blood thinner. Bromelain has a little bit of blood thinner. I can give you tons of anticoagulant blood thinners that is naturally occurring in nature.
But they keep you off of vitamin K occasionally because if you've had some clotting problems and issues.
They try to cut you back on those, but.
That affects you in other areas.
It affects you. There's always a side effect to everything you do or don't do. It can be good or bad. It's some, like vitamin A.
Do you find that doctors generally, though, know how to tell you to supplement when they're putting you on a drug, or is that something you have to figure out on your own?
You better figure it out on your own or go to somebody else, a pharmacist that specializes in it, doesn't want to irritate anybody. You have a pecking order in everything in life, whether it be the military or whether it be in any type of profession. And so everybody does what they do based on, one doctor told me, he says, well, I don't get a lot of referrals from this particular group of people because I do this, this, and this, and that irritates them. So everybody walks in a way which makes them acceptable to other doctors. So sometimes you can't. Now, interesting point. Doctors are very, very busy doing 1,000 things. They're fixing 1,000 different conditions. So this makes it very difficult for them to monitor protimes as a one thing item. But now you have PharmDs, that's all they do. They monitor anticoagulants. In England, they have nurses they have trained specifically as anticoagulant nurses. Mm-hmm. And if 1% of the population is on Coumadin right now, mm-hmm. 8% at least of anybody over the 80 years old is on Coumadin. Mm. So you have, in England especially, you have clinics that's all they do. The doctor, once he's made the decision, then you go to the clinic and they monitor you forever and report to the doctor periodically. But they're specialists. PharmDs and specialist nurses are doing the job over there because they have a different medical side type. But you'll find that somebody who does it every day, they know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
They don't have to scurry around and worry about this stuff. And that, it's been proven that somebody doing it 24/7, that's what their life, does a better job than somebody who does it very intermittently.
If somebody goes over to Ardown's Nutrition Center, how do they approach somebody in the store about an issue that they may perceive that they're having?
Then you just walk up to somebody and say, I got this problem. What do you think?
Okay. And they'll,
it's simple.
And as you've done many times, as you've said, hey, you got to talk to your doctor.
Sure.
But more, I think you're emphasizing they need to talk about possibly the medication they're on and its possible consequences.
Yeah, but it's not because the medication is bad.
Right.
It means that there's something that you can do that you do it and it causes a problem. But most people want to cover up the problems. They don't want to look at that from a professional standpoint. But everything has a benefit and everything has a downside. Everything can be good, but it can certainly be bad. It's the same with food, everything else. You have to look at that kind of a picture, and that's difficult for most people.
Dr. R. Downs in studio with us this afternoon. Our ABQ Connect call-in line is 505-338-5790 if you'd like to call in and ask a question of Dr. Downs. And again, the first caller this afternoon is going to get an ABQ a Hinkle Family Fun Center, not an ABQ Hinkle Family's Fun Center pack, but a Hinkle Family Fun Center family pack. So stay with us on ABQ Connect. More with R. Downs right after this.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We're in studio with Elaine Ramos from Ramos Real Estate. Elaine, thanks so much for joining us again today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Steve.
One of the things we want to touch on today is credit scores. Everyone's an expert, it seems. I'm sure you have plenty of folks show up in your office, and they've probably predetermined whether or not they're at one score or another and how to take care of it. But the truth is there's so much that you've learned in the years mm-hmm. you've done this
Definitely.
That it really benefit them to come talk to you.
That's right, especially with the new abilities to check your credit scores online. Unfortunately, a lot of people use that to determine whether or not they can qualify for a home, but that information is incorrect. And often they'll come with credit score and be concerned they can't get a home. But often that is incorrect, and it's always higher. So definitely we want them to come in and get that checked.
Okay, so say you have a decent score, but you're looking for the best loan at the best rate, mm-hmm. and you find yourself just a few points away mm-hmm. from getting into the next better rate or better package. What do you do at that point?
So there's a program called Rapid Rescore that Eleanor Hutt of Waterstone Mortgage offers, and I'll let Eleanor tell you about it.
Hi, guys. Thank you for allowing me to be here and share some of the tools that we offer that will help you get your credit score raised. I've seen them go up as high as, 10 points to 80 points. So it just depends where you're at, and that's why it's very important to speak with a professional that can tell you exactly where you stand.
And it could be changed in just a matter of days.
Correct. The normal way to get your scores up, you could take up to 2 to 3, 4 months going through a credit repair company, whereas the Rapid Rescore is a matter of days.
Wow. Elaine, if folks want to find out more about this, I know you've got an easy way for them to catch up with you.
You bet. If they can call me at 505-379-6845 or at my website at RamosRealEstateNM.com.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us in the Power Ford Studios, Faith Family Ford Power Ford. I am in studio with Dr. Robert Downs, our Downs Nutrition Center. And I want to read a verse that you talked about when you came in the studio today, Dr. Downs.
Yes.
It's Genesis chapter 1:29. Then God said, "Behold, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is on the surface of all the earth, and every tree which has fruit yielding seed, it shall be food for you. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the sky, and to everything that moves on the earth which has life, I have given every green plant for food, and so it was."
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's a great verse.
And there's other verses there, herbs that are used for medicine, for example. And from a historical standpoint, you can't get any better than that verse.
Well, we've got a couple of callers. Let's go first to Kevin. Thank you for calling in, Kevin. How are you today?
I'm good, Jim. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I'm here in Albuquerque.
All right. Well, go ahead with Dr. Downs.
All right. Dr. Downs, quick question for you. This may not be exactly in your purview, but I hear so much now about this alkaline water, right? So if you drink 9.5 water, it's supposed to be better for your system. It's supposed to help suppress cancer and those types of issues. What do you know about that versus supplements or some of the other, the other kinds of things you've been talking about?
Well, forget, water comes out of the ground usually. It rains from the sky. Each particular area of the world has different levels of particular minerals that do particular things. For example, I use lots of mineral water from Germany, which has magnesium content, Gerresteiner. But also you have Volvic, and you have
Well, I think what Kevin's asking, and Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, but like if you go to Whole Foods,
sure,
they have bottled water that you can get that's a certain pH level.
Fine.
And then they have another water that has a higher pH.
Sure.
Is that kind of what you were asking, Kevin, and the benefits to that?
Well, benefit is this. I'll just tell you one real quick about low or alkaline stuff. If you have lots of antacid problems or acid problems, and you want more of an alkaline water because it provides more of an alkaline environment. So there's nothing wrong with that. I would not associate that with a particular disease. There is selenium-rich water. There is lithia water, which is from lithium springs, which creates an antidepressant effect. Lithium is used to treat mental disorders. Mm-hmm. But lithia water is good. Also, you have two other type of volcanic waters. There's good Fiji water and Volvic. I have both of them coming in. I buy them with a case. Mm-hmm. Well, that has more of silica. And the silica content from volcanic areas only has a specific effect on aluminum accumulation in the body. Mm. So with people who drink that are going to have a beneficial effect of losing aluminum out of their tissues.
And minerals sound like a really good thing to have in your water.
Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but you've got to remember that every well in every part of the world that has rock associated with it, you have hard water, soft water, you have lime water, you have this water and that water, depends on the mineral content that the water is being taken out from. The volcanic water is just because you had volcanoes there,
yeah,
and it created a certain mineral environment which had high silica levels along with other things, which made it beneficial for other purposes. But to label it with a particular disease-preventing ability, I don't do that.
Kevin, are we getting to the crux of your question there?
Well, I mean, sort of. I was just wondering, you know, what the doctor recommended in terms of the sale of the high pH water. I mean, obviously, if you've got antacid issues or if
that's good enough,
indigestion issues.
Well, you have the people that are more vegetarian and minded who have a more alkaline pH in their body. They would be more attracted to that, which certainly isn't going to hurt you, for goodness sakes.
But Kevin, are you thinking that a certain high level pH water is being billed as anti-cancerous and that type of thing?
Right. So, I mean, I've done some research on the Kangen water, and so that comes from Japan. Apparently, in Japan, they have people who have really long lifetimes, and they found that the people who drank the naturally occurring water there, it was generally high pH. And so, Kangen was the company that set up this way of manufacturing or changing water, just taking it out of it 7.0 and changing it so that you kind of split it and you've got 9.5 that you've done for drinking water. And they've seen apparently.
I don't use the claims thing, except I will tell you that I use an alkaline type water, which is Gerresteiner from Germany. That's my primary one because it has high magnesium and it calms my nerves down. It tastes good. I like it. But I also like Fiji because of other taste issues, and I like Volvic. Now, there's others from Malaysia and other waters, too, that I'm quite familiar with, but I can't get them here in the country, but they're very prevalent in England, for example. So each one has a chemical characteristic based on taste. Now, in Indiana, for example, at my barn, which I still own the barn and the trust, the barn has sulfur water. Sulfur water was really good for the cows. And that's, you want that. Then across the street a little bit, you had perfect well water. It was the best well water I've ever tasted in my life at the old house. They hit a spring deep down.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Right across the street, you had iron water.
Mm.
Iron. And so everything in my mom's house was stained with red from the iron water.
I see that a lot in the North Valley in Albuquerque.
That's black.
Yeah.
That's manganese. Mm. When inorganic and organic changes roles, when you expose the manganese coming out, which is organic manganese, into in the air, oxygen reacts to it, causing the chemical to be changed to inorganic, which then causes the black streaks wherever your sprinklers go.
Yeah, right.
High manganese.
Yeah.
The EPA standard on manganese, by the way, is 0.05 milligrams per liter. And in some wells, you have high as 30 parts.
Well, Kevin, I appreciate your call very much. And we've had that family fun center pack from Hinkle Family Fun Centers for you. So thank you very much for calling in. And I'm going to do some additional asking of Dr. Downs about this question. We'll address it on a future show. So thanks so much for calling.
The alkaline stuff?
Yeah. Want to go back to the phones. And Chris is on the phone with a question about hydration. Hi, Chris.
Good afternoon. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good.
Good.
My question is, a while ago on ABQ Connect version 1, you mentioned some type of fruit or seeds that could be immersed in water. It would absorb the water, and then you could eat it. It's been so long, I don't remember if you said that was good for, you know, to fighting hydration issues or not, and I can't remember the name of the plant in question.
Chia.
That you mentioned.
Chia seed was what I was mentioning, and it came from a historical study of the Aztecs and Incas who would run long distances, and they would drink water and eat lots of chia seed. It would just turn into a giant gel in their stomach, which would allow them to have time-release water.
Oh.
And so that's what they would do. And so the chia seed, by the way, you can eat them without soaking, too. That's fairly safe. But generally speaking, you can soak a chia seed, and it turns into gel. So chia has been used for years and years and years for every purpose you could possibly think of, but it provides lots of energy, and it provides lots of hydration from a time-release standpoint for runners.
Oh.
And that's what the Incas. I got that from historical stuff on Mesoamerican historical studies of diets from way back when and why they did what they did. In other words, if you're going to go run from Tulum to Chichen Itza and you don't have a lot of water, then you fill up with water and chia seeds, and you can eat chia seeds and drink water on the way. Then you can run long distances because they paced themselves and didn't stop very much for rest.
Mm.
They could run 30, 40 miles, just go, go, go.
Yeah.
But chia seeds and water was one of the things that they did in order to create a form of time-release hydration. I just thought that was cool.
Chris, you're remembering from a show a long time ago. Appreciate your calling this afternoon.
Thank you very much, both of you, Dr. Downs and a new host.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, this is why it's important to study in historical nutrition. If you go through the Bible and you punch buttons that says, give me all the foods mentioned in the Bible. I've done that in the old days.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So looking at what the Bible says about these foods and the herbs and all the things is critically important. Because I've told people before, God did not invent me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. He didn't send me to chiropractic college to learn clinical nutrition because they said I couldn't there. They didn't teach me much. I had to learn that afterwards. But the point is God created stuff, and we're supposed to be able to use that stuff, and I like that. Now,
yes.
Are you familiar with Ezekiel 4:9 bread?
I have no idea what that is.
Ezekiel 4:9 is in the Bible. This is exactly what they used to put together Ezekiel 4:9 bread, which is sprouted bread.
We're going to talk about this Ezekiel bread when we come back.
Let's take a break. We'll be back after these messages. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're tired of old school gimmicks and games while shopping for a new car, then experience something new school at Power Ford. We'll give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty. That's right, every vehicle. Find your ride at MyPowerFord.com or come see us. We're on the affordable side of Albuquerque, on Montaño, west of I-25.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
Call 1-800-358-6740.
G'day to you, it's Joel and Luke here from the Band for King Country with some thrilling news.
This fall, we'd like to personally invite you to Burn the Ships of the World Tour in Albuquerque, New Mexico on October 19th at Tingley Coliseum.
It's going to be quite a night of music and stories. It's just going to be you and us. We'll be taking the stage at the top of the show. And in honor of Burn the Ships, the production design will be inspired by the bow of a ship, making it the most elaborate but intimate night you've experienced with us yet.
And we'll also be playing more music than ever before. Every song from our latest album. As well as many of your favorites, such as Fix My Eyes and Priceless. Fix My
Eyes. So we cannot wait to embark on this voyage with you.
Join us October 19th at Tingley Coliseum. Reserve your seats right now at FakinCountry.com.
The 2019 Starrity 8 Golf Tournament, Saturday morning, September 21st, 8 o'clock at Santa Ana Golf Club. This four-person scramble will help Starrity 8 meet the 2019 budget, while a portion of the proceeds will benefit Albuquerque Christian Children's Home. Enjoy a day filled with golf and giveaways and godly fellowship. Breakfast is provided by Monroe's New Mexican Food. Lunch provided by Chick-fil-A. Sponsors are needed right now, and golfers will receive a discount for signing up early at star88.fm/golf. Our friends at Water Extraction Experts help tee up the Star 88 Golf Tournament.
As you grow in your relationship with Jesus, it's normal to have questions.
God has given us His Holy Spirit living inside of us. He's given us the Word of God to direct us. And the combination of those two mean that God is in the business of answering questions.
You are not alone in your walk with Christ. God has made His very presence available to you.
So the question can never be, how can I get more of the Holy Spirit in my life? The question should be, how can the Holy Spirit get hold of more of my life?
We want to help you gain a biblical understanding of who the Holy Spirit is and how He works in our lives and in the church by sending you Power, a book by Chuck Smith with an introduction by Skip Heitzig. We'll send you Power when you give a suggested gift of $25 to help expand this Bible teaching outreach. We really want you to have a copy of Power, so give what you can today. To give online securely, visit connectwithskip.com/offer. That's connectwithskip.com/offer. Or call 800-922-1888.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We are back this afternoon with our final segment with Dr. Downs talking about nutrition and supplements. And I've got a question. We just covered all the vitamins on our last couple shows, finishing that up today. But I have a friend, Dr. Downs, who called and he said he's really feeling, you know, I don't want to offend anybody out there, but he's kind of feeling plugged up.
Yeah.
He's been to the doctor.
Yeah.
He's gotten some, you know, medicine that's supposed to help him with that a little bit.
It does sometimes.
And, but it's always temporary. So I wanted to ask you a question for him and on his behalf. What kinds of things should he be doing?
Well, we have to assume that for one reason, there's two muscle groups that we have to think about. And two nervous systems, essentially. One says go, and the other one says whoa. Mm-hmm. So sometimes over a period of time with refined food and other things, things expand, and you don't get the neurological input of squeezing things through the entire system from top to bottom. Mm-hmm. So that may be a problem there. So what we try to do, once we have established some reasonable concept of what's going on, and that means sometimes we have to send them out and get them scoped to make sure there's nothing bad going on, but we want to start out with something simple. And what is the simplest thing you could possibly think of but stewed prunes?
Mm.
Well, stewed prunes, if you eat them dry, of course, can even plug you up because there's no, it absorbs water. So I just take water and prunes, chop them up real fine, and we store them for at least 4 or 5 days in the refrigerator. We can do that with other preservatives, and I can make it even longer. But stewed prunes can be consumed on a titration basis, which means you slowly take them out, and then every day you increase your dosages. That is very helpful because that slimes your insides very nicely, but it also offers a stimulation. Also, you can use aloe juice, just 100% pure aloe vera juice, and do the same thing. That helps a little bit. Mm-hmm. Look at water-soluble fibers like barley, but more importantly, oatmeal can be used with the a carrier for the prunes, which is water-soluble fiber and helps to move things through too. Minerals such as magnesium, especially magnesium citrate, taken on a regular basis, can help you on basically get rid of the problem. And anything that is somewhat smooth, slick, and slimy is also good.
Now, okra. Probiotics or bacteria that you should somehow be ingesting through yogurt and those types?
Well, you can eat all the yogurt you want. You can take kefir, which I do almost every day because it has 7 or 8 strains of bacteria that I want in my gut. We also have a bottle of refrigerated Acidophilus, which is phenomenally successful. In my body anyway, and that is very helpful too. But you want to basically push things through of a stimulant nature. And if you're using something like chia, for example, it holds a lot of water. That's slimy. Prunes is slimy. Okra is very good and slimy. So these provides a slick surface to move things along very nicely. But prunes has been the standby for years and years and years and years of making things move. And it's just a matter of how much will do the job.
And you chop them up and mix them in water.
Water or prune juice or whatever else you want, or apple juice. Doesn't matter. You want that prune material to get in your system at a specific level that will make you go to the bathroom every day.
Hmm.
And how much, what is that? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But we've titrated people's numbers up until we get a result. It's the simplest thing to do.
How does exercise help you with this type of thing?
Well, exercise increases better circulation and helps you go. But then, of course, making sure the bacteria is good there is also good. Make sure the magnesium is there. But magnesium is a good stimulant. Magnesium citrate will really make you go.
Are there dangers to some of these laxatives that you see advertised all the time on TV?
Well, I like prune. There's one called Prune Lax. It's made out of prunes.
Mm.
There's Aloe Lax, which is made out of aloe vera. Those are my two favorites, probably. There's Senna. There's other types of things that will make you go. But all of those have a certain habit-forming characteristic, but then so does prunes. Now, I remember way back, this goes back a lot of years, I had a friend, person, that they were saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, up until she reached the age of Medicare. Mm-hmm. And then it changed from don't do this to do this, do this, do this. Mm-hmm. It's almost like you run out of gas, it doesn't matter what you do anymore because you're getting too old.
Mm.
But anyway, so that was a real problem because then you took stimulants, which really caused habit. You couldn't go otherwise.
Mm.
It is better to start with food and slimy things,
in
my opinion.
Sure.
And then work your way up to something a little bit more harsh. I mean, there's various water-soluble fibers that I love, but there's all called caustic fibers too. And not all the fibers are created equal. So you want water-soluble fibers, which absorbs lots of moisture, which prevents dehydration, which can by itself cause constipation if you're dehydrated.
What are some of the fibers that you can eat besides prunes?
Type into your computer the word water-soluble fibers. I mean, I can take flaxseed, powdered flaxseed, which contains a 8-to-1 relationship to fish in omega-3s, but it's also very slimy. But flaxseed will make you go. But you don't eat the sold seeds whole. You grind them up and you put them in a protein drink or a drink, which creates slime.
And you've already talked about chia seeds doing the
same
thing.
Yeah, chia seeds, but chia seeds doesn't stimulate you. It just accumulates water.
Mm.
It's more energy giving. But the flaxseed will make you go. Okay. And there's nothing wrong with taking ground up flaxseed and throw it in a smoothie drink.
Right.
That'll make you go.
Dr. Downs, I brought up Holly Slade and Feed New Mexico Kids. One of the reasons that she's involved in this feeding ministry is that she talks about a child's inability to
think and to actually participate in school when they haven't had a meal.
That's true.
I'm thinking right now, you mentioned elderly people. A lot of elderly people miss meals, and they're starting to wonder all the time about memory issues and other things. A lot of that could be just associated with that they are not eating correctly.
Well, in many cases, that's true. I've talked to so many people going back years and years and years and years when I was practicing. And again, it was almost non-existent for me to get a patient that has never been treated by anybody but me.
Mm-hmm.
They were treated by tons of people before, but they all had problems, and the problems were very diverse. And I've had patients that are in their 60s losing their memory.
Mm.
I have patients in their 80s and 90s that were sharp as a tack. So we had to really have some good times trying to figure out why people have certain conditions. I can trace a lot of mine back to the 1960s when I was poisoned with insecticide.
Mm-hmm.
10 days in North Kansas City Hospital. I had lymph glands cut out, bone marrow taps. I was a dead man.
Wow.
The reason why I'm probably here today is suffering still the side effects of that 1960-some episode. Mm-hmm. That was 1960, 58 to 62, 62 to 66, 1967 was a year. And I got poisoned. It was deadly. Mm-hmm. And so I'm familiar with rat poison.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that I used back then when I was trying to work my way through college as an exterminator,
mm-hmm.
Was basically banned now. They don't have it on the market anymore. They're too deadly.
Mm.
And I could tell you horror stories about that. But the reason why that I got to use some of the troops, they lasted a really good long time because they had the gourmet section of town.
Mm-hmm.
You go, you're done. Well, because I was an ex-cop, they put me in places that would scare the average person half to death in Kansas City to go to. They just put me out there. Because here I am I had protection with me. But anyway, I went to these places, but nobody bothered me except one time in history, one time. It was an interesting story because the guy asked me for $2 and I didn't have $2. And he said he's going to slit my tires if he didn't give me $2. But anyway, that went away. But we were going into places that was scary as all Dickens, but bugs were everywhere. And so we had to use tons of chemical.
Mm-hmm.
So I was exposed really bad with no particular instructions on how to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it was deadly. And so, but I got that position because they figured if I was a cop, ex-cop, I would be crazy enough to do it.
How much do you think your life has been extended because of now your knowledge of supplements and nutrition and all of that?
Well, I considered because of that condition back in 67,
mm-hmm.
I figured I'd be dead by 55.
Wow.
I had to plan everything so that if I did die, I don't know why that 55 got into my mind, but it did. It was indelibly imprinted, so I had to make sure financially and otherwise.
Well, you made it a couple years past 55.
Well, I'll be 80 in a year and 2 months.
And very healthy.
Well, for the most part.
Yeah.
I still have issues.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no perfection about me, but the reason why I mentioned about that synthetic A that a few minutes ago is because that helped my skin dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
It was deadly for the kidneys and liver, and he had to have blood tests every month. But
well, and you're using collagen and some other products,
oh,
too.
Oh, every day I'm using the antioxidants. But the fun of food is looking at a food and then tearing it apart biochemically as to what things are in it, which causes therapeutic effect. I'll give you one example of something that has vitamin K in it, though. Broccoli. Something as simple as broccoli. The broccoli family contains the chemicals called sulforaphane and indole-3-carbinols. Then go back in your thinking to Houston Cancer Clinic, big cancer clinic. They decided years and years ago to test something for the 5-year survival rate of breast cancer patients, obviously women.
Mm-hmm.
And they identified what they wanted to experiment with was indole-3-carbinols and sulforaphanes from broccoli sprout extract and look at the 5-year survival rate on those who treated themselves every day for 5 years with this broccoli extract. Guess what? A dramatic increase in survivability.
Wow. Good stuff from Dr. R. Downs, the R. Downs Nutrition Center. We thank you for joining us this afternoon on ABQ Connect. Dennis Popper and David Kelchner with Men of Honor and Influencers West with us tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow.
ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at knkt.com.